How nervous are you right now?
I'm not nervous at all.
Not even for your first interview and it's live around the world?
No, Oprah, I'm really very calm. I had a couple of ding-dongs before the show, so let's get this deal started.
I thought you'd be a little nervous, but that's great. Yeah. So I wanted to also make it clear, because this is another rumor that's starting. The only way I could have gotten this interview was that I contractually agreed to call you the King. And I would just like to say to the world, Michael did not tell me to call him the King. And I frankly think that the King is probably too limiting a title for you.
Oprah, you know, at one time I was considered the Emperor of Garden City, but I've since moved. Now people just refer to me as the Prince of Northwest Boise. You can call me whatever you want.
Michael, I suppose that everybody has to take responsibility for what they've done in life. And you're one of those people who also has to take responsibility.
I have made some mistakes. I'm not proud of everything I've done.
The truth will set you free.
It feels good to finally get some stuff off my chest. There was this time in high school when I set a rock on fire outside in the front yard. Thank God statute of limitations have passed on that one. I'm a transsexual sports writer. I like drag queens. I have a fascination for goats. I really do like goats. And you know, I have this wiener dog named Pebbles. She's a sweet little dog, and she's got diabetes, and I have to deal with that. One night I forgot to give her insulin shot. I've always been really, really sorry about that. Sorry, Pebbles.
And so when you look in the mirror now and the image that looks back at you, are there days when you say, well, I kind of like this?
Not really. I mean, look at me, Oprah. Come on. Every morning when I wake up and look in the mirror, I feel just a little bit bad. I've said that a few times.
Just recently, there was a story, and I know one of your attorneys held a news conference. There was a story about...
Hold on, Oprah, before you go any further on that one. There's a gag order on that one, and I'm not allowed to say anything, so what's your next question?
I'm going to ask you this, and it's embarrassing for me to ask you this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Are you a virgin?
No, Oprah, I'm not. Why do you ask? Are you and Stedman in trouble? Are you interested? Do I have a shot?
Well, we would like to know whether or not there is a possibility that you are going to marry one day.
You know, Oprah, I have been to divorce court a couple of times, and I can honestly say that was very painful and a very bad time in my life, and I will never go through that again.
So many mothers in my audience have said, to please ask you this question, why do you always grab your crotch?
You know, Oprah, that's just one question we don't need to answer. I'm trying to put that behind me. I'm trying to move on. Please understand that.
Are you really happy now? Because you've seemed sad for a long time.
Oprah, I hate to be Debbie Downer, but no, I'm not. But that's why on Saturday nights you can usually find me kneeling on some pews. Maybe someday, Oprah. Maybe someday.